Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Stephanie. Excuse me. My name is Stephanie. I'm with Security Operations for Citibank. This call may be monitored or recorded. The reason for my call today is I have a customer who's saying there's fraudulent transactions with your merchant. I was hoping to be able to speak to somebody to get a little bit more information for an ongoing investigation that we have on the case. Do you have would you be able to assist?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be able to assist you with that. Can I please have their zip code so I could be able to look up their account for you?
Yes, ma'am. So the zip code that we have for the customer is 10804.
Okay, that's going to be 10804. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I please have the first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. The first name is Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E. The last name is Vaccaro, V-A-C-C-A-R-O.
And can you verify the address for me?
So I have an address on Stewart Drive in New Rochelle, New York.
Okay, thank you. And let me just take a look here. And that charge was for $49.89. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. And we see that for like 3 months since November?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I do see those charges. Go ahead. I do apologize.
Oh, no, excuse me. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you're okay. And I do see those charges on her account for $49.89.
And was it a subscription or a membership? Are you able to tell for something?
Yes, ma'am. That was for a monthly subscription.
Okay. And was she sent like a confirmation email or anything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and was that her first name, last name at gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, all right. And what kind of subscription was it? Can you tell?
Yes, ma'am. I could be able to give you that information. She entered the contest entry for the Bites Hub, which is like a meal plan app.
It was a meal plan app?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it was a sweepstakes?
Yes, ma'am. She entered the contest for it.
Okay. And do you have the exact date of when she entered, or was that the first date back in November?
Yes, ma'am. That was the first date back in November.
Okay. So November 20th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if she wanted to dispute it or cancel, would she be able to contact you at this number?
Yes, ma'am.
Or somebody, excuse me?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it still open to where, like, she's going to be charged again?
Let me just take a look for you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. The next time she will be charged is going to be on the 19th.
Okay. All righty. And then you said your name was Nika?
It's Nikki.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry about that. I love our... All righty.
Okay.
Let me tell you, it's been a day. It's definitely a Friday over here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can totally understand that completely.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for your patience and time today. This was very beneficial to our investigation. Before I disconnect the line, do you need any information from me?
No, ma'am. I don't need any information from you. Alone that you was trying to go ahead and dispute these charges.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All righty. Well, I want to thank you so much for your patience and time. If the customer wants to get handled or to handle this any further, they will be reaching out to you guys.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. Happy, no, not happy anything. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so much for calling.
Take care.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.